Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo, a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. This morning we have a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." Brothers and sisters, this reading today is actually one we commonly see at the beginning of Lent. So in this ordinary time, it's good for us to reflect and see how we can take this reading that we normally see during Lent and apply it to our lives right now. Jesus is teaching his disciples how to act in regards to their righteous deeds, how to act in regards to their obligations, to their desires for giving alms, for praying, and for fasting, the three tenets of our Lenten season. But in this ordinary time, it's good for us to analyze a little bit of a different aspect of this. So much of what we do in our lives is unseen. So much of our day-to-day operations, day-to-day routines are forgotten, unknown, unseen. However, what Jesus is saying here is that these things that we do in secret that no one sees, that no one might care about, these things that are done so that only our Father in heaven sees. He, the one who we should truly care about, the one that we should truly be seeking our recompense from, who we should truly be seeing our rewards from, he sees them. So it's a call for us to look at our lives and ask ourselves, am I doing this thing with mixed motivations? Now, oftentimes in our human lives, mixed motivations are unavoidable. We want to do something because it's the right thing, but also because it makes us look better. But what Jesus is trying to get at here is that when we do these things in secret, right, it's not wrong to pray in public. It's not wrong to give alms in public. It's not wrong to fast in public. But what we encounter is this temptation to want to do these things not for the glory of God, but for the glory of ourselves. And so Jesus instructs his disciples and he instructs us that these things are to be done in secret. Why? Because they help us to then remove our own earthly, fleshly desires from it. It helps us to remove any mixed motivations in approaching the good works that Jesus calls us to do. So when you pray, pray in secret, because then you'll not be self-conscious about if you are trying to impress others through your prayers. When you give alms, do it in a way that others might not know how you're doing it, because then you won't be tempted to pride and think yourself greater for doing something because others see you as greater. And when you fast, when you give up things for prayerful purposes, for the purpose of exalting the Lord, for the purposes of denying ourselves that we might find glory in heaven, when you fast, do these things in secret. Do not look gloomy as the hypocrites do, because then you might be tempted to over-exaggerate what you're going through. You might be tempted to seek pity from others. You might be tempted to seek gratification from the world and not from the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we are called to be an evangelistic people. And so we need to live in this tension of understanding that we are to live out our faith fully in public and that we are tempted to mixed motivations. And so we read today's reading and thank our Lord Jesus for giving us this wisdom, because the wisdom of the Lord is spirit and life. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events that are offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you, and God bless.